This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Rain has finally begun to subside across areas ravaged by historic floods in Colorado. However, some communities remain cut off with limited supplies due to washed out roads. With many parts of Highway 34 and the Big Thompson Canyon destroyed, the small town of Estes Park has lost its main route in and out of town. As soon as phone service was restored yesterday, KUNC's Nathan Heffel spoke with Estes Park spokeswoman Kate Rush about the current state of the town and how residents are coping being cut off by floodwaters.
What are we actually seeing today in Estes Park? What are some of the things that are happening right now in the area?
We've got rescue operations underway with officers out on ATVs, getting back to those neighborhoods again to the east of Fish Creek Road and trying to talk with people and explain to them the importance of going ahead and working with them to get evacuated. The issue is that it's so difficult for people to leave their homes and not know when they can get back in. Our stance on this is it's better for them to go ahead and to get out and be safe and wonder and wait to get back in to check on their home than it is for them to be there for something to happen, whether it's tomorrow or in a month if we still can't get to them, and then we can't provide them with emergency services. We do not want them to be in peril.
And again, we're not talking about days for recovery. We're talking months. Am I getting that grasp of what's going on up there in Estes Park?
You know, for this particular area, worst case scenario, yes, we're looking that it could be months before we're able to establish safe ways in and out of those neighborhoods to the east of Fish Creek Road. There may be something we can come up with in a much shorter time frame, but at this point we're in rescue mode, and so we can't even come up with a time frame for that right now. So we really want them to focus on their personal safety right now.
And where can people go to find updated information? I know cell phone service is coming back, internet service is coming back. Where can people go to find information locally in the area?
Our information is available in a number of ways. First off, we've been holding daily community meetings at Town Hall. These are at 10 a.m. In Town Hall, and we've been attempting to stream these over the internet at estes.org/videos and on our local cable channel, inviting virtual participation in those as well. We're posting our daily, actually twice daily updates at a few locations throughout town, including the evacuation centers, the Estes Park Visitor Center, National Park Village at Beaver Point, as well as at Town Hall.
Let's talk a little bit about businesses in the area. I know there's a Safeway in town. Is that still open? Are there still people being able to shop at those places, get gas, get fuel, get the essentials? Are we not talking about that right now?
We're working on compiling lists of resources, and we can tell everybody that there are deliveries coming in for fuel and for food, so there's no need to be concerned about that. You know, it's taken a little bit, but we're certainly not out of supplies.
With winter coming, is that a concern that, you know, the exit out currently is Trail Ridge, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe another location that may close during the winter, since this is going to be a multi-month event possibly, is that something that you're preparing residents for?
Absolutely. You know, at this point, we have two ways to get into and get out of Estes Park. We have some limited use of Highway 7 down through Nederland and out to Central City to I-70. But, you know, that's for visitors to leave, but we're not, you know, inviting visitors to come back in. For their safety and for our infrastructure and resources, it's best for visitors to go ahead and go home for now and let us recover. Residents can come back that way, as well as deliveries and emergency services. The same is true for Trail Ridge Road. Now, that said, both of those highways at any point could be closed because of weather or more damage to the infrastructure.
I also read that schools will be open in Estes Park, though kids aren't required to go. It's a place that they want to have open. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, our school district is fantastic. They want to provide their facilities and their teachers and the lunchroom as a resource to parents and students. A lot of kids need a place to go during the day and need to be fed and cared for. So they're going to open up this coming week on Monday as usual. As you said, no classes. Buses won't be running, but it'll be a safe place for kids to go for the day.
What is the mood of the people there? It's a very close-knit community, a very strong community. What are you seeing from residents who are pretty much dealing with something they've never, ever seen before?
This is an event of historic proportions, as we all know, for so much of Colorado. Estes Park has seen its fair share of turmoil like this. We're a resilient community, as you said, and so many people here band together to support. The outpouring of support in the community for fellow community members is absolutely astounding and amazing and heartwarming. So that's what's keeping all of us going right now.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Stay safe up there, and we hope to be in contact with you again as the days and weeks continue.
Thank you so much.